ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पात् सुतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीद्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवीत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृगदुहे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। श्रीभगवानुवाच कामयेश क्रोधयेशः रजोगुणसमुद्भवः महाशनो महापाप्मा विद्येनमिह वैरिणम् धूमेनाव्रियते वह्निः यथा दर्शो मलेन च यथोल्बेनावृतो गर्भः तथा ध्येनेतमावृतम् आवृतं ज्ञानमेतेन ज्ञानिनो नित्यवैरिणा कामरूपेण कौन्तेय दुष्पूरेणानलेन च। भगवान् इज आन्सरिङ्ग् द क्वश्चिन् आफ् अर्जुन because of which force a person crosses all the decency of life, propelled by whom the person, in spite of his knowledge about morality, about the values of life, why he crosses that for the purpose of certain material gains. Bhagavan said, it is due to ashuddha kamaha, which makes a person to cross all the decency of life. When the ashuddha kamaha is having lot of pressure, due to that pressure, the person violates the values of life. And when the pressure makes him to go in one way, if he finds any obstruction, the very same ashuddha kamaha becomes krodaha. If it is fulfilled, it becomes lobha. If it is obstructed, it becomes krodaha. In any way, ashuddha kamaha is mahapapma, he says. And he explains how it becomes an enemy for a viveki, how it becomes enemy by covering the Viveka Shakti, by covering the thinking faculty and by deluding it, it becomes the enemy of human life. Because only one criterion differentiates human life from the animal life, and that happens to be this Viveka Shakti. Like AIDS virus, all other viruses attack body, then there is an immunity system in our physical system. The immunity system takes care of all these terrorists. But this AIDS virus, the peculiarity is, it attacks the very immunity system itself. Security forces are destroyed, then afterwards it destroys the biological system. Similarly, here this ashuddha kamaha, an inordinate, inappropriate binding desires, which don't bother about the propriety of means. There are some people who argue, if end is a nice one, we can go for any type of means. That is not accepted by our Shastra. This means also should be proper means. When it is not proper, when the pressure is more, naturally our immunity system, Viveka Shakti, comes and says, no, it is not proper for you, you should not go like this. So immediately this ashuddha kama says, shut up you old guy, you don't know anything. Old person, anytime when I want to have some new projects, you are all the time obstructing, shut up. You don't have even the capacity to desire. See, unfortunately, buddhi cannot desire. Buddhi is sarvata jnana pakshapadihi. Buddhi is always towards the realities of life. Whatever it understands as a reality, it will stand with that, that's all. But manas is the faculty which is given to all types of desires. So manas will criticize the buddhi. You don't have capacity even to desire. So this buddhi is made quite by the pressure. So once Viveka Shakti is obstructed, once the driver of human life is harm, then entire life travel becomes a problematic one. And Bhagavan tells, what are all the sources from where power is given to this Ashuddha Kamaha? He told, Avrutam jnanametena jnanino nitya vairina kamarupena kaunteya dushpurena analena cha. He has not yet dealt so far what are the sources. In the last shloka he told, this Ashuddha Kamaha is nitya vairi for jnanis. Jnanis means what? Who are vivekis, who have dharma dharma vivekaha, who have nitya nitya vivekaha in a little bit way. So naturally they themselves are dwindling, and media is disturbing, and society is criticizing, what type of people you are all, you don't have even ambitions in your life. Like that, when they criticize, silently they are trying to lead a moral life. But this pressure makes them to think over whether I am right, all are going in one direction and I am going in another direction. There is a doubt always. So when buddhi shakti is obstructed or deluded, then it goes for the negative ways. Here Bhagavan says, jnanina nitya vairi. In the last class I told, like a diabetic jnani. Before taking laddu, his mind will tell, you are diabetic, you are diabetic, you are diabetic, you should not take, you should not take, you should not take. The pressure will make him to shut up. Buddhi, but still buddhi has to tell, you are taking, it is not proper, you are taking, it is not proper, you are taking, it is not proper. Then he also has concern with regard to his health and with regard to his money also. Because suddenly anything happens, he has to be hospitalized, lot of money will be spent. That anxiety also is there. So all the while he has that anxiety while enjoying that particular object, which he himself understood and convinced that it is not good for him. Then afterwards, of course, he is going to have side effects because of that crossing the boundary, because of that adharmic action of taking laddu. Laddu taking is not adharma, but diabetic person taking laddu is adharma as far as his health is concerned. It's an example, you have to properly understood. As far as ordinary person who has diabetic disease, if he doesn't know, suppose I am diabetic, he will not have any anxiety, he will not have any problem, so simply he will fire. But finally only he will come to know, after eating that laddu, then side effects will come naturally. So everything is law in our creation. There are varieties of laws. Bhagavan is manifested in that form of law also. Karma niyati it is called. Biological law, physiological law, psychological law, etymological law, these are all laws are there. So anywhere that laws are violated, automatically the very law takes care of the person and teaches how he should live. In the next shloka, Bhagavan will concentrate. Once this Ashuddha Kamaha is understood as the enemy of a person who wants to lead a dharmic life, who wants to lead a spiritual life, he will now ask, once Kamaha is established as Shatruhu, now he will ask, or he will try to handle that Shatruhu, because the Shatru cannot be destroyed. Very beginning itself Bhagavan told, desire cannot be destroyed, but desire can be purified. Kamaha is not at all wrong, but it should be a pure kama, shuddha kamaha it should be. That ashuddhatvam is purified, but ashuddhatvam, how it can be purified? We have to know what are all the strength of that impurity, from where that ashuddha kamaha gets lot of supply. In military language they call it strategic points. So if enemy had to be handled or tackled, so they will find out what are the strategic points of that enemy. So first they will destroy the strategic point. So it is the base from where supply and service is to be taken care of. Once you stop supplying the enemy army, once you destroy the bases of enemy army, automatically you can handle that enemy. In that way, Bhagavan now concentrates what are the bases of this Ashuddha Kamaha. Indriyani mano buddhihi asyadhishtana mucchate yetai vimohayat yeshaha jnanamavrutya dehinam. There are three sources or three bases through which the enemy is kept strong. What are they? First is Indriyani. First base is Indriyani, five sense organs, Jnana Indriyani. Here Indriyani means Pancha Jnana Indriyani. So these Pancha Jnana Indriyani introduces that object to a person. Through eyes only we come across all the beautiful things in the world. Through ears we come across all the beautiful sounds in the world. Like that, through five sense organs we come across the objects. So sense organ plays part of introducing that sense object to the individual and makes the mind to think it is nice, it is nice, it is nice. That's why all advertising companies are very much struggling for what? To give you first thought. And repeatedly within 2 hours, 10 times or 20 times, they will show you it is nice, it is nice, it is nice. That much only, because 30 seconds they have to show everything. So only positive side they will show. And media and advertisement, crores of money is spent for what? To introduce a sense object to us. Then second source is manaha. Mind. Sankalpa vikalpatvam manaha, they call it. It records the object. Whatever it sees, it records. And makes the person to become an imaginary owner. By repeatedly recording the same advertisement, what happens? Whatever food you give, it will eat that all. It is very innocent. Mind is very innocent instrument. So, it will think how nice it would have been if I am the owner of this particular. I still remember my childhood, this advertisement used to come, that Onida TV, very powerful advertisement it was. Some sort of bhuta will come, some snake will come, then they will tell, owner's pride, neighbor's envy, something. So that is there still in my mind. So it makes us as an imaginary owner by repeatedly fanning, repeatedly thinking again and again, it makes us to become imaginary owners. Then buddhihi, third base is buddhihi. Buddhihi gives you green signal. If buddhi is intelligent, he will tell no. He will analyze the positive side and negative side of that particular desire. If it is not intelligent, if it is not sane, then it will give all right, you go. Because already buddhi is criticized by mind. And many times it will tell it is wrong. So afterwards it joined the party. If you are not able to establish your own identity, what you do? Join the ruling party. And buddhi has its own capacity to do mistakes, that wrong judgment it will do. If it is ignorant buddhi, it will do wrong judgment. What are the wrong judgment it can do? That the object is the source of my security, peace and happiness. With that, basic wrong judgment. I told you about the dog philosophy. Before eating dry bone, I did not get blood. After stopping eating the dry bone, blood is stopped. Therefore, dry bone is the source of blood. It is called dog philosophy. Every human mind has this philosophy. Before going to particular cinema, I was not happy, I was bored. After finishing cinema, again I became bored. In between cinema period I was happy. So that is the wrong judgment, that the object is the source of security, peace and happiness. And one more step it will go, without that object in my life, I will lack peace and happiness. Security, peace and happiness I will lack. So it attaches an undue value for that object. Vedanta already proved that external world is neither source of a joy nor source of sorrow. Very object intrinsically if you see, it is neither source of joy nor the source of sorrow. How? The very same object is the source of sorrow for some people, source of joy for some people. If you go to register office, there will be some people to sell the house, there will be some people to buy the same house. So very house itself cannot be the source of either sorrow or joy. When buddhi cannot resist the pressure of the manas, then it joins the ruling party and starts justifying that desire. And since buddhi is ignorant and deluded, it has guna darshanam. It is called shobhana dhyasaha in technically in Vedanta. Guna darshanam. Every object, everything in the world has both sides, guna and dosha. Viveki always sees the dosha. What is that dosha? Binding dosha. Whatever binds me, I will not go for it. Whatever makes me a slave, a dependent one, I will not go for it. Because my ideal of life is what? Freedom here and now. That is called dosha darshanam. And it is going to be prescribed by Bhagavan in the later chapters as a great spiritual value. We have to find fault. We have to find fault. We have to see what are all the faulty side of that sense objects. But here buddhi does guna darshanam. When all of them join together in keeping a person as slave to his own desires, in making desires as more and more stronger, here Bhagavan says, asya kamasya adhishtanam iti ucchate. They are the adhishtanam of this ashuddha kamaha. They are the supply base or strategic points or power centers of this ashuddha kamaha. What are they? Indriyani, manas and buddhihi. Ucchate is a, it is not my opinion. Ucchate means it is told. Told by what? Told by whom? Shastraihi ucchate, upanishadyaihi ucchate, vedantaihi ucchate. Yetaihi yeshaha dehinam vimohayati. Through these three bases, etaihi adhishtanaihi, through these three bases, three supply bases, this kamaha is made strong. Yeshaha kamaha is made strong because of that strength. Dehinam vimohayati deludes a person. Vimohayati means vividham mohayati. Deludes, if delusion is one type of delusion, it is nice. Somehow you can little bit manage and get a varieties of delusions. So many arguments it will tell. Due to delusion, the person will tell so many arguments. 10 days before I attended one debate, which is a way of life. Whether it can be a brahmacharya, that is well-regulated way of life, or a let-go philosophy life. Those people who argued for let-go philosophy life, I wondered how many arguments they are having in their favor. And in the name of medical science, they have a lot of arguments. Varieties of arguments due to delusion they have. Dehinam vimohayati takes you for a ride. Like a traveler, he is blindfolded. After blindfold by the robbers, what they do, robbers? Nicely they will rob everything whatever he has, and at least if they leave him, no problem. They will tie him and put him in the well also. He should not come out. That is the way dehinam vimohayati. How it deludes? Jnanam avritya vimohayati. By covering our own viveka shakti, our own previous convictions, whatever we have thought it is right in my life, I will do this only. So our own convictions are covered by this pressure. It does not allow our viveka shakti to come out openly and say no, you should say no. That strength is obstructed. Therefore, if a person thinks properly, he will easily find out that any anatma is problematic. If a viveki, easily he will find out anything which I consider as the source of security, peace and happiness will be problematic. It cannot give me security, peace and happiness, because any anatma is what? Unpredictable. When it is going to come, I may work for it, but I don't know when it is going to come in my life. And after arrival also, I won't have any control over them. That's why I always struggle to possess them. It is uncontrollable and unsustainable. Maintaining them will be unsustainable. That which is unpredictable, uncontrollable and unsustainable is what? It is called unstable entity. If I depend unstable entity for my security, peace and happiness, then I will be in trouble either today or tomorrow. But this buddhi is not allowed to have this vichara. That particular moment, they call it coup, military coup. So indriyas and manas makes a military coup. Desires keep the discrimination under the control of them. So it is not allowed to do pariksha lokan karma chitan. That verification method is the one method which makes us to escape from so many dangers. This pariksha is not allowed that particular time. So the natural consequence will be what? Delusion. When pariksha is done, the natural consequence will be nirveda maya. Pariksha lokan karma chidan brahmano nirveda maya. If a person practices this vichara buddhi in his day to day activities, natural consequence will be he will know whatever it is there as it is. He will not reject them, nor he will give undue value to them. Our Acharya Swami used to tell, suppose a 4-year-old child is there, so all the time the child is asking, give me marbles, I want marbles, I want marbles. The father is a big real estate owner. He says, shut, what marbles? I have 100 acres of land for you and varieties of apartments are built. What marbles? Like that he will shout. Then after hearing the shout also, the child will start, I want marbles, I want marbles. Suppose you imagine after 25 years, the boy is getting settled, then he comes and asks, father, you please settle me some property so that I can start my life. Then father, suppose if he says, I gave you 22 years before, you told you don't want all of them, you want only marbles, now I will not give it to you. So neither undue value nor overvalue. If the father says like this, father has to be given marbles. He has not yet grown. You should know what should be given when. Because none of the objects in the world is useless. Everything is useful, but for whom is the question? Acharya Swamiji used to tell, for a bald-headed person who doesn't have a hair at all, for him, what is the utility of shampoo? Goes on, purchases shampoo, shampoo, shampoo. What to do? So if you are bald, you should understand what you want in your life. And there was an argument for the let go philosophers. I don't call them philosophers, let go arguers. They say, it is Srishti, in Srishti it is there. It is there in the Srishti. Bhagavan has created sense organs, Bhagavan has given the desire also, so let the desire be fulfilled. So Vedanta asks, okay, Bhagavan has created poison also, why don't you use it? That is not the argument. Just because Bhagavan has created, you cannot take everything. What you want, that only you can take. How much you want, that much only you can take. And that utility is for certain period only. You have to grow. So these are all the ideas we should keep. Not that entirely desire is condemned by the Shastra, nor fulfillment of desire is allowed by Shastra. That should be kept in mind. Yet desire, which is going to be a binding factor and which is going to disturb other person's freedom and other person's security, peace and happiness, a desire which is against the dharma, that desires are condemned in our scripture. And Bhagavan will say, desiring is a privilege of human mind. Dharma aviruddha kamaha aham asmi, he will say. In the vibhuti yoga, this is one of the vibhuti of the Bhagavan. The desiring capacity is vibhuti expressed in the human mind. Because no other animal can have this desire. Cow cannot ask, honey, can you go out for today eating? It cannot ask. Can you have non-vegetarian food? It cannot ask. But human being has that capacity, but how much it should be kept, within what level it should be kept, that is the analysis here going on. So by veiling the discrimination, desire deludes him in many ways. And for sadhaka, seeker, who is a viveki, desire for sense pleasures is a permanent enemy. It's a permanent enemy. Therefore, first know ashuddha kamaha is your enemy, and know why ashuddha kamaha is your enemy. Know how the privilege given to human mind becomes the enemy. Actually, the desiring capacity is a privilege. Why or how the privilege is converted into enemical to our own life, and what are all the strategic points of the enemy should be known. Then after knowing the entire data of the enemy, then act towards relative conquer and absolute conquer. Conquer means not destruction, because it cannot be destroyed. Bhagavan himself has told in the previous shlokas, indriyasi indriyasyarte ragadvesho vyavasthitau. There are likes and dislikes in every mind, even in the mind of jnanis. But tayoho vasham na agachet. You don't become its slave. Within the manageable condition, you keep it. That is called conquering the desire. And that conquering desire is going to be dealt in two stages, relative conquer and absolute conquer. In the next shloka, Bhagavan explains how to conquer ashuddha kamaha relatively.
Tasmatvam indriyan yadau niyamya bharadarshabha papmanam prajashikhyenam jnana vijnana nashanam. Tasmat, therefore, wherever tasmat comes, therefore comes, we have to ask wherefore. Tasmat, kasmat. So the reason should be remembered. Since ashuddha kamaha is your enemy in spiritual journey, since ashuddha kamaha will make you to cross the boundaries and make you to suffer here and hereafter, since ashuddha kamaha veils your only treasure of human being is what? Viveka Shakti. Since its strategic point, that is nourishing basis, are sense organs, mind and intellect, therefore adau indriyani niyamya. Tasmat adau indriyani niyamya. Adau means at the first stage itself, first regulate your sense organs. Regulating sense organs is a very very initial stage of every seeker. Regulating means what? Not closing them. We cannot close the sense organs, because sense organs are meant for utility. Eyes are meant to know, to see the forms and colors. Ears are meant to hear the sounds. But what type of sounds I will hear, what type of form and color I will see, should be given direction. Engage them in positive direction. That means it's called damaha. Sense control means not shutting the sense organs. It's not possible. There are some philosophers who say, therefore you have to shut up all your sense organs. Go to forest and shut yourself in the guha. Naturally in guha nobody will be there. And darkness you cannot see. Seclusion you cannot hear anything like that. They put, but Vedanta doesn't accept that proposal. It says all the sense organs are meant to be useful, but they should be given a direction. They should not be given a free let go
philosophy. So why here Bhagavan prescribes Dhamaha, sense control? Because Indriyas are the gateways. As we saw in the last shloka, through them only sense objects are coming inside our mind. So put the security at the doorstep. In the very gate itself we put the security. Through Indriyas only we come across various objects of the world. The mechanism is Janati, Ichati, then Nishchayati, and finally Yatate. First he knows something and he knows that it is going to be a value added property in my life. It is going to add value of my life, and then he desires for it and he goes and sees his packet whether it is within my capacity like that. Then he finds that I can manage somehow. So he decides Nishchayati, then only he goes to action. So Indriyas are Bahya Karanaha, grosser instruments. But Manas and Buddhi are Antakkaranaha. Regulating the grosser instrument is easier than the Antakkaranaha. Therefore, first Dhamaha, then follows Shamaha. Shamaha means what? Mind control. That's why people, I get at least hundreds of questions, especially from boys. How to control our mind? How to develop the concentration? The problem is, they will not control, they are not ready to control their sense organs. They will see all whatever not good, they will see, they will go for all those unwanted things. But still, when they sit with their textbook, that concentration also not to meditate on lot, but to get lot of marks, that is a necessity for them. So actually what we say is, concentration is natural when you stop all the unwanted things in your life. So when Dhamaha is practiced, naturally Shamaha becomes easy. Therefore, Bhagavan he says, first decide, first step, decide that your Indriyas will not be engaged in binding pursuits. Prevention is always better than cure. Telling no for unwanted thing for the first time is easier than telling no second time. So try to tell no for the first time itself. But what happens? In spite of our alertness, in spite of our strong life of values, but still somehow the media people and the society make us to get something whatever they want to sell. That means I can decide that I will not see unnecessary cinema, unwanted pictures. When I go out, every compound wall is full of what? That type of unwanted pictures. I cannot close my eyes and walk. So I have to see where to see. I cannot see the sky and walk. I cannot see the road and walk. I have to see this way, that way, because now walking with alertness itself, anybody can bump off. So you have to carefully walk. That time you have to see this side, that side, and find all the unwanted things are there. So it enters the mind. In spite of my wish, if any unwanted thing enters the mind, what should I do? Bhagavan will say, take to Shamaha. Take to mind control. The moment an evil thought crops up, is a nip in the bud. Don't fan them or make an obsession by repeatedly thinking. Once a virus enters, what you'll do immediately? Antibiotic tablet will take. Immediately. So virus may cause damage to our mental hygiene. Therefore, go for medication. What is that medication with regard to mental hygiene? Pratipaksha bhavana. Pratipaksha bhavana means, suddenly if I get anger, suppose, if I get, I don't know when I will get the anger. So if I get anger, immediately don't give an opportunity to express through your words and actions. You can see, one bus might have come, one fellow from the outside put his kerchief and reserved his seat. Another person would have got inside the bus and removed that kerchief and he might have said, that's all. Fighting will be there like anything. And this side 10 people have to pull this fellow and that fellow has to be pulled. In spite of that, they will manage to fight. I used to wonder how mechanical human mind. Just 5 minutes before, he did not know that person at all. Now, as though the entire life is gone, this fellow tells all unwanted things. He will bring all family members also in his vocabulary. Once the person hears that family member, don't call my family member. Something will go on and build up, and it will end in bleeding also. So as even that anger has come, immediately it was given a route to get expressed. So that time, if a person gives to pratipaksha bhavana, pratipaksha bhavana means an opposite good thought. What will happen? Half an hour if I stand in the bus, what will happen if I stand half an hour? Nothing is going to happen. Certainly leg will not break. So like that, or you can bring and another idea, maybe he may be in more sitting necessity, what type of disease he is having, we don't know. So better let him sit. Some sort of pratipaksha bhavana. Anger comes means, what is the pratipaksha bhavana? Love. Desire comes means, what is the pratipaksha bhavana? Satisfaction. Without that, he has led already 30 years, 40 years. But suddenly the desire will tell, without this life will be waste. So that time you have to bring the pratipaksha bhavana, satisfaction. Already I am satisfied, without this also I can manage. If it comes in a proper way, then I have no problem. But I will not use all my resources to gain this particular small thing. So pratipaksha bhavana should be brought into the mind. No thought can be entertained without a security check. In a big office, they will put no entry without permission. So we have to put in our mind. It should be put under security check. What is that security check? Whether this particular desire is going to bind me more. Already I am suffering due to bondage with regard to certain things. We don't suffer due to bondage of everything. We don't have suffering due to attachment for bellow. Attachment itself is not there. We don't have attachment for marble. We don't have attachment for poison. We don't have attachment for comets. We don't have attachment for moon. There are some fellows who really desire to live in moon. That's why a lot of money is spent, whether there is a water in moon, whether we can have a hotel there, like that. Lot of money is spent. Why? That desire is there. All those desires we don't have. Our desires is what? Small, small desires, one 3-bedroom apartment. This apartment is a very funny idea, one of the greatest invention of human mind. You don't own the land, but you own the house. Wonderful it is. You don't own the land at all, but you own a house. And you say that this is my third floor, that is my apartment when you say. So I ask, so what are the boundary of your apartment? So you show from here to here, Swamiji. Then I touch that wall, then I ask, then you are the owner of this wall. No, I cannot touch it. Because right side of my wall is the left side wall to the neighbor. My left side wall is the right side wall of the neighbor. My floor is the roof of a first floor wala. My roof is floor for the third floor wala. So what you own? Only space, Swamiji. Only space. It's one of the great invention of human mind. You only have space. Neither the wall nor the ground. You only have space. So it should be made to understand that whether my bondage is going to increase by having this desire. Already have some bondage with regard to certain desires. When I want to get rid of them, when I have decided to lead a spiritual life, I should not add more and more bondage. So that security check should be given, whether the particular desire will blind or cloud my viveka shakti, and whether it will make me to cross the boundaries, make me to cross the human decency. Just 2 hours before, I met one person who is actively involved in state politics. He is our ashrama devotee. Just he was telling, Swamiji, how you see, when we hear the name of great people of particular religious sect, we used to have respect for them. Now these politicians had made an alignment with these great people. So whenever they put their photo, they will put their community Mahatma also. So what happened? Whenever we see the Mahatma, we are remembered the Duratma. Whenever we see the Mahatma or whenever we hear about the Mahatma, we automatically, by the law of association, we remember this Duratma. That Duratma is in jail now. I don't want to name him. So what is the idea is, already I am suffering and more desires are added. I should add in my mind characters of great Mahatmas. More and more desires should not make me to go down. Even after this much also, if there are desires in my mind, in spite of my best effort in regulating my desires, even afterwards I find the urge is more, then what is the way? Bhagavan says, take the help of Samskrita Buddhihi. It is called Vicharaha. Samskrita Buddhihi means what? A purified intellect, an educated intellect, educated by Shastram and Vriddha Vyavaharaha. Entire human life is governed by certain convictions. If the mind is convinced that Artha and Kama alone are worthy pursuits in human life, that's what everybody wants to establish nowadays in modern generation. No education system or no other social system takes care of how much you are mature. It doesn't ask in any application, will you get angry? Any application you have come across like that? Will you get angry? What are all your desires in life? Any application come across? Whether it is school application or college application or even job application, you won't come across. What is your ambition? You are not asked at all. How much mark you received in the previous examinations. Like that only, Artha and Kama is made as a human goal. Then whole life is spent for that purpose only, that direction only. It is lopsided vision of human life. Putting the entire human life within the paradigm. Paradigm means what? Within the frame of just physical living. Then all the scientists and all so-called educated people suggest, do this, do that, do this, do that. You are not going to be a man of respect if you don't have a car, if you don't have an apartment, you will not be respected by anyone. Somehow or the other, manage to get it. That is the wrong direction. If the mind or buddhi is convinced in that wrong direction, whole life is spent in that direction. Buddhi is compared to a driver. Driver must be a sane person, educated person, noble person. He should not be a terrorist, ignorant about the road, and he should not be ignorant about driving also, and he should not have insanity. Insanity means what? He should not be a drunkard. So his sanity, education and nobility determines our journey and our safety. Similarly, buddhi's sanity, buddhi's education and buddhi's nobility determines our journey, life journey in a safe way. Therefore, it should be educated consistently. Education will not come by ji boom ba. One night you sleep, next day you have become a great jnani. It will never happen. So, there should be a consistent struggle in my day-to-day life. I should give certain period, at least half an hour, to have this vichara. Dharma, dharma vicharaha, or nitya anitya vastu vivekaha you should have. How you can have? Through shastra, or through reading the Mahatma's life. Therefore, shastra adhyayanam is very, very important in a spiritual seeker's life. Swadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramaditavyam, Upanishad says, never be lazy, never avoid the Shastra Vichara, because this driver is the only person who is going to save your life. This Buddhi is the only person who is going to save your life when your mind is in crisis. When the mind is overpowered by Ashuddha Kama, this Buddhi has to come and put a full stop, but that Buddhi should be educated. Buddhi should be convinced about the value of values and value of freedom. Everyone wants freedom only. Whether he is going after education, or he is going after money, or he is going after sense pleasure, everyone, if you analyze, every desire is towards freedom only. That should be kept in mind. You ask so many people who are just passing your gate. You stop them and ask where you are going. He will tell, he is a student, I am going to education. Why you want to have education? I will have degree. By having degree, I will have job. By having job, I will have money. By having money, I will have comforts. By having comforts, I will have happiness. By having happiness, I will have freedom from sorrow. Like that, by vichara, you will come across all our struggles are towards this freedom only. But spiritual seeker knows that he is struggling towards freedom. Other people don't know. So the buddhi of spiritual seeker should have conviction about the value of values. Every moral value has some value in my life. And freedom is the most valuable thing in my life. This idea you will get conviction when you go to prisons. We sadhus go once in 2 months to prison, central prison. They also given nice food, and they also have playground, football, so many things they have. They have TV also, and no work also. Generally, whatever we desire, same thing is available to them. What we desire? No work, but nice food and entertainment. This much only we desire, na? No responsibility, but nice food and entertainment. They have, but they are not happy people. Why? Because they don't have freedom to go wherever they want. So freedom is the highest value in human life. Buddhi should know the role of prayas and shreyas. Whenever you get certain discomforts due to the practice of dama and shama, any spiritual life will have some struggles. You have to get up early in the morning and go for exercise, go for prayer, go for shastra adhyayan. Like that disciplined life you are leading. Suddenly, mind will tell, all are nicely enjoying life. Unnecessarily getting up 4 o'clock, going for yogasana, meditation, japa. Who will tell? Our own family members will tell. Suddenly, we also will get doubt. Yes, my brother is enjoying life, getting up 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning, and nobody bothers about him. And if I sit for meditation, if I go for yogasana, then everybody tries to obstruct. Why should I follow all these things? And by following, what I gain? They will tell, what you gain? Same position you are there, no promotion at all. You cannot tell a lie. You say, truthful is my value. Because you don't tell lie, so you are not getting promotion also, and you are not able to put buttering. Buttering, you know, butter? Putting butter to employers or higher officials, and our own family members will ask. So a lot of discomforts. Draupadi asked Yudhishthira. Pandavas were in 13 years of exilement. Now and then this Bhima and Draupadi will criticize. What is the use of all truthfulness, all dharma, this, that? All the time you made us also trouble. Because of your dharma, you should have trouble. We also are troubled. Like that, they will go on criticizing. What is the use of having dharma in my life? What for all these restraints? Why not I also go for let go philosophy? Why can't I lead a normal life? That's what they say. Normal life, they say. Lead a normal life. Normal life means what? From the viewpoint of Shastra, normal life of human being will be what? A life of thinking. A life of conviction. It's called, because human being is given buddhi, so for buddhi, thinking is a normal one, natural one. So human being has buddhi, therefore human being should have thinking. That is the normal life. But society says, no, 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 living without thinking is called normal life. Too much, why you think? Somebody asked me, why have I become sannyasi? I told, I thought lot of things. If you think more, you will become sannyasi. Because nothing worth is there. Creation, your entire life is given to something, and you have to think whether it is worth or not, whether this business is going to be a profitable business or not. If you think really, with the help of Shastram and elders, then you will find, you will end up as a sannyasi. But it is not possible for all. So when the mind asks all these questions, buddhi should have answer. Society may mock at you that you are wasting your life, and there are Western psychiatrists may tell you that restraint is the sign of disease. You should not restrict. They say they have this philosophy. Impulse release philosophy it is called. Impulse release. Any impulse release. Don't have it, because otherwise it will create stress. Release all the impulses. Western psychiatry, Western psychology, psychotherapy has this philosophy. Impulse release. No restriction. That's why in Western countries, if you want to have a green hair, there is an impulse. I should have a green hair. Paint your hair green. Don't bother about these society's comments. You will see one tree is walking. And that too, a buffeted hair. Not ordinary hair, full of curling. And if you want to have one side ring, have it. Don't bother about others. If you want to have trousers, have it. So whatever you want to have it. Don't restrain. That is called impulse release philosophy. Now it is prevailing more and more, because they have media with them. That is the problem. What they say is heard by everyone. What we say is heard by only 30,000. What Shastra says goes and reaches few people. What they say, even though it is a wrong thing, it reaches many. So when these questions comes, either from our own mind, or from our neighbors, or from the society, or from the so-called educated people, then buddhi should have answers. It should say, nothing doing. I know what is what. What is utility of money? I know. That's why I worship money as what? Dhana Lakshmi. I worship as Bhagavan, manifestation of Bhagavan. But for the sake of Dhana Lakshmi, I will not give up Griha Lakshmi. Griha Lakshmi is what? People, house. So this fellow says, I don't have time. I don't have quality time to spend with spouse. So he is not for Griha Lakshmi. He is not for Santana Lakshmi, for children. He is not for children. But he says, I am working double duty for the sake of children only. He is not ready to give quality time to the children. So there are Ashta Lakshmi, Ashta Sampat is there, and all of them are worshipped in our culture as Bhagavan's manifestation, but not at one at the cost of another. One at the cost of another. Only money, 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 money. I know the value of money. Money is meant for great things. Money is meant for charity. Money is meant for sharing. Money is meant for relative security. I have a fallback. If I have some wrong time in my life, yes, I can fall back on my deposits or insurance, whatever. That much only. But money alone is the source of happiness, if somebody says. Now argument is there. Except your father, mother, you can buy anything through money. Those days they used to tell spouse and children. Now that also removed. Only father, mother, because that cannot be replace. So money alone, they'll put in their board also, time is money. Are it? Time is knowledge you can put. You can put na. But you will not put, because the mind is overpowered with that money. So that time the enlightened buddhi will tell, na vitte na tarpaniyaha manushyaha. When Yamadharma Raja offered blank check, when Nachiketas asked about this knowledge, about the reality of human being, Yamadharma Raja told, don't ask all these things. Instead of that, ask whatever money you want. I will give a blank check. You can fill. And whatever type of sense pleasure you want, you can fill. And how much lifetime you want, these three only generally ordinary people want. That 8-year-old boy told, சோபாவா மத்தியசு எதந்த கைதது சர்வேந்திரியானாம் ஜரயந்தி தேஜகா அபி சர்வம் ஜீவிதம் அல்பமேவ தவைவவாகா தவநுத்திய கீதே நவித்தேன தர்ப்பணியோ மனுஷ்யா. மணி கெனாட் சாட்டிஸ்ஃபை, மணி ஹேஸ் சர்டன் ரோல், ஐ நோ வாட் இஸ் த ரோல் ஆஃப் தட் மணி. அண்ட் தர்மோ ரக்ஷதி ரக்ஷிதா. பகவான் ராமா வாஸ் க்வெஸ்டின் பை ஒன் ஜாபாலி ரிஷி, வாட் இஸ் திஸ் ராமா யூ ஆர் டெல்லிங் ஆல் தர்மா தர்மா தர்மா, வாட் பெனிஃபிட் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் டு ஹேவ்? That time Rama told, no, 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 I cannot be deluded by your very intelligent argument, but it doesn't have data. That's the problem. They argue nicely, but it doesn't have data. So that should be our conviction, intelligent person's conviction. I should say, you cannot avoid accident if you cross traffic signal. One day you can fly up, second day, third day, fourth day you will be in where? Emergency ward in any hospital. So the capacity to say no to certain things shows my mastery over my life. Viveki alone, an enlightened person alone, can say no to certain things. So that is my capacity, and it is the freedom, this freedom to decide the direction of my life is my success. People will ask, na what success is got? We have to tell the capacity to decide, not by carried away by the advertisement, not by carried away the public opinion, the capacity to decide my way of life, that is the freedom. That freedom is the success. That I am not sheepish, that I cannot be manipulated, is the success. I am strong person to resist the power which is generally moving the entire creation. What is that power? Sri Ramakrishna says, Kamini Kanchan. That's the power. Inordinate desire for sense pleasure and inordinate lobha. Lobha means what? Lobha means greed. These two power only is driving entire creation. So I, the person, a spiritual seeker, is against that power. That gives me a greater strength. That gives me a standing label that I am different from all. They say, na, stand out. I will stand out not by one side ring, nor by painting my hair green color or yellow color, nor by having some particular loose jeans or low jeans. In that way, these are not standing alone. Stand out, they say. They will put stand out. I will stand out through my character, through my convictions. The mind, the enlightened mind, should give applause whenever I go for certain nice things prescribed by the Shastram and prescribed by the great Acharyas. The enlightened buddhi should tell that, Sabash, you are right. If it is enlightened, it will tell anything external cannot fulfill you. Finite plus finite will be finite only. I don't need any finite to fulfill me. Either I am Purnaha here and now, or I can never be Purnaha. Thus, practice Dhamma, Shama and Vichara in your day-to-day life. Among them, Dhammaha is the first thing to do. With these three spiritual practices, Bhagavan says, ஏனம் பாப்மானம் பிரஜகிஹி, ரினௌன்ஸ் திஸ் சின்ஃபுல் டிசையர். பிரஜகிஹி மீன்ஸ் பிரகர்ஷேன ஜகிஹி, கம்ப்ளீட்லி ரினௌன்ஸ். இஃப் யூ ஸ்பிளிட் தட் வேர்ட், பிரஜஹி ஹி மீன்ஸ் அனதர் மீனிங், டெஃபினெட்லி டெஸ்ட்ராய். வை அசுத்த காமஹா இஸ் கால்ட் ஹியர் அஸ் பாப்மா? பாப்மானம் மீன்ஸ் sinner, destroy the sinner. Why he is called a sinner? Because he is jnana vijnana nashana. Ashuddha kamaha is the destroyer of jnanam and vijnanam. Jnana means shastra jnanam. Whatever knowledge, conviction I got is through satsanga. So far, that is called shastra jnanam or jnanam in this context. They call it paroksha jnanam. There is a God. I have to attain him. In order to attain him, I should follow all these spiritual practices. I should follow dharma. These are all jnana. Vijnana means what? Vishesha jnanam, aparoksha jnanam, that I, the Atma, which is different from body, mind, complex, is nothing but that God, I, first person singular. It should be understood as God. In jnana means there is a God, it is third person. Vijnana means I am that God. Since the Ashuddha Kamaha will not allow jnanam and vijnanam to get established in the mind, to be soaked, therefore it is called a sinner. Therefore Bhagavan says, through Dhamma, Shama and Shastra Vichara, you try to conquer the Ashuddha Kamaha. Always you should remember, Kama Jayaha means what? Ashuddha Kama Jayaha. This technique is a relative technique. What will be the absolute solution for conquering the desire or renouncing the desire? It will be Atma Jnanam, because Atma Jnanam alone will remove Ajnanam, which is the cause of all the desires. Due to ignorance, I identify myself with this body and I find this body has a lot of problems, insufficiency. Then I find I am insufficient, I am inadequate, I have a problem, I am going to die. Like that, I identify with that body, that is called Dehabhimana. Ajnanat Adhyasaha, Adhyasat Dehabhimanaha, Dehabhimanat Parichinnatvam, finitude. Because of finitude, I get lot of desires. So desire is the fourth child of Ajnana. So how to destroy the fourth child? You have to go to the root completely, then it will be destroyed. That method will be told in the next shloka, which you will see in the next class.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.